what you probably got now is just a regular account when you're the sole person. So as the sole person, you still need to go and set up this list of what name can be used on checks that can be deposited into your account, because the possibility of something coming in your wife's name.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to remember this thing might have been created 50 years ago, and you know, nothing changed over.
Yeah, and there's stuff in that document, account document, that show what she did, and they categorize accounts differently depending on how they're done. So she might have been the primary account holder and you were the secondary. Who knows? I mean,